You know, when I learned programming, it was understanding the principles of programming and understanding the tools that were provided by a language. And the biggest difference now, and the thing that that I think actually scares every programmer, is that that learning a language and having skill with it is such a small part of modern programming that the size of the libraries, the actual programming interface that we deal with is so large. And the body of code that's out there is so good, but to wield that, you have to understand it. You know that everything hooks to everything, and coming to grips with learning an API and being able to put it to work is probably the biggest challenge confronting programmers. The people I know who are most productive have just thrown themselves at it, they know 10, 15, 20, 30 relevant APIs, and they know them well enough that they can write code against them quickly. But the trouble is, they're in trouble too, because, the APIs are coming out faster than that. You know, keeping up with what's available in the libraries is the number one information overload kind of challenge.
That's why I like what Scott Swanson talked about, which is the help system in the next version of Visual Studio will allow you to ask the help system, how do I parse a text file, or how do I,
absolutely
display a picture?
Absolutely. The organization of information, just having utility in the computer isn't going to be enough. It's got to be accessible. You've got to be able to find it and work it, and that's at every level of use of computers. We've actually had pretty good luck by we put pairs of people together on machines, and the first question I'm asked is, well, doesn't that make everybody half as effective? And if our product was just typing, that would be true, because only one person can type at a time. But our product is really understanding. And when you have a computer, which is a very demanding device, if you don't understand it, it's going to tell you, no, it does not compute. But interpreting what the computer is telling you back and understanding what you should have done or how to bring things together, we find that people are actually very good at talking to each other. And when they learn how to talk about the experience that just happened on the screen, then they develop a vocabulary to talk to each other that wouldn't evolve if you just worked at the whiteboard. Being at the machine, putting it in, seeing what comes back, saying, what does that mean? Especially if you have, I can't tell you how much I depend upon other people now for being able to get a pro. I wouldn't think to start a program from first principles. If I want to make a program, I want to go find the people who know kind of how to do the program, and I say, come sit with me. Come help me get started. Let's get started on a program together. Let's talk to each other about what we're doing. Let me get the feel for how it's supposed to go. Once you have a program that's working, then it's just, improving it. And then you go and you go look around. Where's the missing piece? And you can go do a search for it. But if you have to pull 50 pieces together to get that first thing to run, the way you're going to do that is get it out of people who are around you who know what to do. So, again, around you, what does it mean around? Does that mean at the next, in the next office? Or does it mean somebody that you know in a community who happens to be in Japan,
yep,
or China,
yep,
or England, or who knows where? The fact that the community of programmers, the community of people who care about the level of expression in computing that we care about, is so accessible now when it wasn't before, that these conversations are I think will be the basis of how we build programs in the future.
Yeah.